Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for this day, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, because this is truly the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice therein. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that your will be done on this call tonight. Father God, we declare that all our needs have already been met according to your riches and glory. We declare, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your people will live a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of happiness and completeness. We declare that no weapon that is formed against us, Father God, shall prosper. Father, we declare and affirm that you are our shepherd and we shall not want for anything. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that all shall be well. We declare new beginnings in the lives and for the lives of your people everywhere. We declare miracles and open doors to begin to take place in the lives of your people. We declare that your people will speak your word in power and in might and in strength. We declare healing. We declare holiness for all your people, Father. We declare victory, Father, in the name of Jesus. We declare and affirm that everything will be according to your will. We come against any opposition that would try to derail us, that would try to stop us in the name of Jesus. And Father, most of all, we declare that even as we stand in agreement in your holy name, we declare that this space will be called a space of miracles, a place of transformations in the name of Jesus. Let's start praying in the Holy Ghost, people of God.
Hallelujah, God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad. We thank you, Lord, that you faithfully reward your people and you make a permanent covenant with us. We thank you, Lord God, that our descendants will be known among the nations and our posterity among the people. All who see us will recognize that our descendants are a people that you have blessed. We thank you, Lord, O God, because you give us the victory through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that death is swallowed up in victory. We thank you, Lord, that poverty is swallowed up in victory. We thank you, Lord God, that sickness is swallowed up in victory. And we thank you, Lord, that you wipe away all of the tears off the faces of those who've been wounded, been oppressed, Lord God, that has been abused and harassed, because your power is present to heal and deliver. We thank you, Lord, that thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in heaven and is in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And we thank you, Lord God, for the glory of the Lord, for your resurrection power, that you're resurrecting us out of all of our defeat and out of all of our dark places, because in you, O Lord, is glory. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we just thank you tonight. We praise your name, Father God. We thank you for another midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity to gather together and pray, Lord God. And on tonight, we just want to lift up your daughter, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Lord God. We ask that you continue to keep her, Lord God. We ask that you continue to heal her, Lord God. As we see her perfect, whole, and complete right now, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Mary Barron, Lord God. We thank you for continuing to strengthen and keep them, Lord God. I thank you for my mother, Lord God. I thank you for strengthening her and keeping her. I thank you for my father, Lord God. I thank you for my daughter, JL, Lord God. I thank you for touching her mind as she is growing, Lord God. I thank you for my husband. I thank you for my family, Lord God. I thank you for all the families connected here on this line, Lord God. I thank you for peace and families tonight, Lord God. I thank you for strong connections in family, Lord God. I thank you for righted relationships in family, Lord God. I thank you for the church ministry, Lord God. I thank you for Zoe Ministries and all the souls and lives that we are touching, Lord God. I thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them as they continue to strengthen and teach your people, Lord God. I thank you for your son, Jesus, Lord God, on tonight. I thank you for the blood, Lord God. I thank you for peace, Lord God. I thank you for strength. I thank you for your everlasting mercy, Lord God. I thank you for forgiveness on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for redemption tonight, Lord God. I thank you for our children. I thank you for the youth. I thank you for touching their minds, Lord God, and order their steps in this season, Lord God. Thank you for helping them select the right friends and the right company in this season, Lord God. I thank you for all the miraculous things you are doing in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done and doing in our life, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you are our lamb. You are our sacrifice, oh God. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God. We thank you, God, for creativity that you have given us, oh God. We thank you, God, for forgiveness, God. And we thank you, God, for letting us hear you, God. And continue to be with us and leading us into what you would have us to do here, oh God, in your holy name. We thank you for unity, oh God. We thank you so much for healing, God. We thank you for healing our lives and our body and our mind, God. We thank you for healing in relationships. We thank you, God, for healing, oh God, in family members and with our families, God. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for protection, oh God, protection that you give us, oh God. We thank you, God, for being our source and our supply, God. We thank you, God, for greatness, oh God. And we thank you, God, for making us perfect and whole, complete and divine, oh God. We thank you, God, for even new realities, oh God, in everything that we say and we do. You know, you're bringing us into newness, God. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. We thank you, God, for new businesses and also wisdom and knowledge to be able to create and to have businesses, oh God. We thank you again for healing the prophetess Aisha and all the prophets and prophetess and their family members, God. You know who they are, God. Even those who we don't know yet have not come forward, oh God, into the ministry yet, but you know who they are, God. We just thank you for healing, God, and we thank you for those who don't know you, God, to recognize their sins, repent, and give it all to you, God, that they will become your child, oh God. We thank you for our leader, oh God. We thank you also for his wife, oh God, the leading lady, God. We thank you, God, for this ministry and every part of Zoe, God. And we thank you for every office in your nation that you have, God, to be run the way that you will have it to, God. We love you, God, and we thank you, God. We thank you so much. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
And, Father, we praise you. We give you honor, O God. We thank you for the First Family Archbishop and Pastor Deborah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Mother Jordan. We thank you, O God, for Prophetess Naomi and her husband and her children. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Prophet Joshua and his wife and his daughter. We thank you, O God, for Prophetess Bethany and her children. We thank you, O God, for Prophet Aaron, O God, and Prophet Manasseh. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for who you are. And I ask you, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch even my family. I lift up Quazelle to you, O God. I lift up Nazinga to you, O God. I lift up Kajara to you, O God. I lift up Elijah to you, O God. And Father, I pray, O God, that you would remember the hopeless, O Father, and touch the fatherless, O God, and the motherless. And I ask you, O God, in Jesus' name, that you would touch the wounds, O God, of the miscarrying women. And I ask you, O Father, that you would touch the brokenhearted, O God, and touch the ones that have been abused mentally and physically, O God, that you would touch their minds, O God, and heal the molested, God. And we ask you, O Father, that you would heal the families, O God, in a mighty way, O God. And we just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. We thank you for just moving by your spirit. We thank you for every home that's represented here. We thank you for the petition of every home being answered here, for you are well able to do exceeding abundant above all that we could ask or do according to the power that worketh in us. We thank you for moving all across the land. Even those of the head of governments, Lord, continue to touch them, give them guidance and clarity, O Lord. Also those incarcerated, Lord, you will able to turn their lives around, and we thank you for touching them right now. Those of the sick and shut in, Lord, we thank you for supernatural manifestation of healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for bringing families back together again. We thank you for marriages right now. We thank you for a relationship, mother and daughter, father and son. We thank you for just restoration of completing the family. We thank you for wholeness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for newness. We thank you for all things just becoming new. We thank you for enlightenment. We thank you for revelation, knowledge, and understanding in you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for clarity and purpose on today. We thank you for empowerment on today. We thank you for ordering our steps on today, O Lord. And we just be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for our leaders, Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah. We thank you for how you continue to keep them, how you continue to strengthen them, how you continue to bless them, O Lord. We thank you for the entire prophetic family. We thank you for the company of prophets. O Lord, we just thank you for the joy, the understanding, to the connection. We thank you for the family atmosphere. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for the work of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. And Father, I pray for church leaders everywhere. I pray for men's ministry everywhere, that, Father, you will continue to raise up mighty men with a heart after you, Father, that would walk in the love of God and in the power of God. Father, I'm reminded what Paul said, my teaching and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit's power, that our faith would not stand alone in the wisdom of man. And I pray today, Lord, even as our theme is the working of miracles, Lord, the continuation, I pray today that you would raise up leaders, you would raise up disciples, you would raise up prophets that would prophesy and demonstrate your power and manifested glory in this hour and this season. I pray today that you'd raise up leaders with a heart after you, men and women that will pursue the heart of God, that would walk in divine love, would walk in forgiveness, and would not be snared by the selfish desires of the flesh. Father, we know that the flesh wars against the spirit, and Father, we know that those that sow to the flesh shall reap corruption. But I pray today that they would cause a desire and a yearning and a hunger for holiness, for a righteousness, for doing what is right because it's right, regardless if anyone's watching or doing, but raised with integrity and a standard and a thirst for your presence, for your anointing in this hour. And I pray today, O God, that our hearts will continually be clear and sincere in hearing you, O God, to demonstrate your power in this generation, Father, that we would be voices in this darkness, that we would be light in darkness, that we would illuminate the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ in this hour. And Father, we also thank you for the blood of Jesus, for in that blood covenant, we have a right to divine healing. And so far, we speak the healing power of God be manifested in our loved ones, in our families, in our church members. Father, we thank you today for the power in the blood that brings healing to our bodies. We thank you today, O God, for the power of your blood that brings us into alignment with your purpose in this hour. And I pray for those, O God, that are struggling with selfishness, unforgiveness, bitterness, generational ties that would cause them not to flow in what you're doing in this hour. I pray today, O God, that the bonds be broken through the blood of Jesus, and we give you glory and praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I thank you today. I will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, saints. Let us exalt his name together tonight. I thank you, Lord, that the angels of God are encamped around about all those that fear him. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you hear our cry, Lord God. You said in your word that that you hear the righteous cry, and you will deliver us from all our troubles. I thank you, Father, for protecting Prophet Michael tonight, Lord God, as he went to work. And Father God, I ask you to touch him in his body even now, Lord God. Father God, I pray for those that are sick, Lord God. I pray for those that need healing in their bodies. I bind up every spirit of infirmity that will try to come against the body of Christ. I pray for everyone on this call, Lord God. Whatever they're dealing with, Father God, you meet every need, Lord God. You take care of us, Father God. You cover us. The blood of Jesus covers each and every one of us, Father. I thank you, Father, for the blood. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have called us. We are healed. We are whole and complete in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for another midnight cry. Father God, we thank you, and we forsake not the assembling of ourselves, Father God. We thank you now, Father, for this time, Father, and we give you all of the praise and the glory and the honor. Father God, right now, we thank you for every prayer request, Father. We lift it up before you now, Father, and we see it done in advance, Father, and we thank you for doing it in advance, Father. Father God, we thank you for touching each and every one of us, Father, touching our physical bodies, Father God. We thank you for settling emotional matters, Father God, even in this time. Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing, Father, even in our lives, even in our work, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even in our children, even in our schooling, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father, in each and every aspect, Father God, that it corresponds with your will and with your way, Father God. Father God, we thank you right now for your precious blood, Father God, that washes us white as snow. Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you right now, Father God, for restoration and redemption. Father God, we thank you for new job opportunities. Father God, we thank you right now for favor, Father God. We thank you for the favor, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being set apart, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being anointed with fresh oil, Father God. Father God, we thank you that the oil runs from the head to the beard to the skirt, Father. We thank you now, Father. Father God, we thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above and not below. Father God, I want to thank you right now for touching my wife, Father God. I want to thank you right now for touching my daughter, Father God, J.L. I want to thank you right now for touching my parents, Father God, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father God, and Pastor Deborah, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, I thank you for touching my grandparents, Father God, right now. Father God, I thank you for touching Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and I thank you for touching Mother Mary Berrien, Father God, as well. Father God, I thank you for touching Mother Marcia, Father God, even now. I thank you for doing a new thing in each and every one of their lives, Father God. Father God, I thank you for touching each and every one of the partners, each and every one of the company of prophets, Father God. I thank you for doing this new thing even now, Father God. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I give your name the praise for so many things in this hour, and we're thanking you, Father God, for day by day new mercies we see. You are showing us your miraculous ways, Father God, in your people, Father God, in your land, Father God, in even the air, Father God. And we thank you for every breath that we are allowed to breathe in, and we exhale hallelujahs to you, Father God. I thank you for our sister, Prophetess Aisha, Father God, stronger each day, Father God. We're seeing her whole and complete, and we thank you, Father God, this opportunity of coming together that we can come in oneness, Father God, standing in the gap for those who might not be able to, Father God. I'm asking you to continue to just break the addiction spirits of people, Father God, the substance abuses, Father God, and even the sugar, Father God, so that we may live, Father God. And I'm thanking you, God, for the peace of mind that shows surpass all understanding, Father God. Thank you for giving us peaceful sleep, Father God, and not us worrying, Father God, for we cast our cares upon you, Father God, that we may sleep in a restful way, Father God. I thank you, God, for awakening our minds, Father God, through the Zoe prophetic ministries that teach us daily, Father God, on how to be more as you, Father God, with the experiences and growing stronger in them. Father God, I'm asking you to touch my stepfather, Ronald Blake, and Frank Tucker, J. Otis Washington. Strengthen them. Bring unity to the family, Father God. Thank you, God, for we're trusting in you, and we're always giving your name the honor and the glory and the praise, Father God. We continue to lift our leaders, giving your name the praise. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, for your grace and your mercy and your love and kindness, Father, which is better than life. Father, our lips shall praise you. Thus will we bless you while we live. And Lord, we lift up your name on high, Lord Jesus. For you say, if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto yourself, Father. And we thank you even during this, my God, holiday season, Father, that your name will be lifted up, Father, and all men will be continue to be drawn unto you, Father, that your house may be filled, my God, that you will bring them in from the east, the west, the north, and the south. We thank you for your covering of your blood. We thank you for your angels on assignment. Your angel blood will take charge over us concerning us, Father, even while we are sleeping, even while we are meditating on the goodness of you, Father. We thank you for your angel of goodness and mercy that will continue to follow us all the days of our life. We thank you for being our front word and our rear word, Father. We thank you, the Lord, in the midst of us is mighty. We decree and declare, my God, let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered, Father. We thank you, Father, for your ministering angels, even now that continue to minister to your servant, Father, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, leading lady, my God, Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, and the entire Jordan's family, the entire Barron's family, my God, and the entire Zoe ministry family, Father, even the company of prophets and every family member represented both far and near, Father, we pray a covering of your blood over their lives. Father, we thank you because we know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. We decree and declare that, Father, Lord, that your angels, Lord, will arise and scatter every spirit of fear. And we decree that the spirit of power, love, and a strong mind will prevail over every other mind, Father. We thank you for the mind of Christ that you have placed within us. Lord, that you will continue, Lord, to give us insight, divine insight, my God, even of the things which I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men, that God you are preparing for us. The Lord, you are ready to reveal unto us by your Holy Spirit, because we know it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, the Lord. And Holy Spirit, we just welcome you. Even this midnight hour, that doors have been opened even now, and your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you once more, Father God, for allowing us to come together as one. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day that you've given us, new mercies and new grace. And Lord, we thank you for your dear Son that have given us liberty and victory through his blood. And as we come, Father God, we thank you for the washing of the power of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the sanctification of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the healing of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the cleansing of our trespasses. And Father God, we thank you for the miracles that we continue to hear about, Father God, as we're coming together as one and praying and seeking your face. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Father God. We thank you for Prophet Stephen Bostick. We thank you for all that we're praying for, Father God, Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess Pastor Mary Mary Berry, and Father God, we thank you for the Archbishop, Master Prophet Benoit Jordan, and Lady First Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for all of the Jordan family, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for all of the people of God that are on this line, and even our families that are represented here, Father God, all the ministries that are represented here. God, we thank you for covering us all in the blood of Jesus. And God, every prayer that we have, Father God, we bring before you, we thank you for hearing and answering. And God, we don't take any glory, but we just ask you right now to help us to remember, God, that it's not our will that we're here, but it's for your glory and your purpose that we are here to glorify and please you. And God, we honor you and love you as you first loved us. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Prophet Brentis?
Yes. Yes. Lord Heavenly Father, as we come to you in this late midnight hour, we know that you are turning it around for us in our favor. And Lord, we thank you for protecting us. We thank you for your everlasting grace. Lord, now we ask that you put a shield of protection on everyone on this call. Lord, bless their household. Meet them where they're needed. And we thank you for being an all-wise God, and your mercy is everlasting. I thank you right now for breath, oh Lord, lungs and able and a stable mind, my right mind, for keeping me sane and not insane. God, you're so good, I want to say thank you in Spanish. Gracias, Lord. Gracias, Lord. And Lord, bless us as we sleep tonight. Let us have prophetic dreams, success dreams, great dreams. Lord, we thank you for your dreams, and we thank you for keeping us safe. And as I lift my hands, I'm asking you to cover us in your arms and hold us tight and make us over again. Lord, I'm ready to change. I'm ready. I'm just tired of being sick and tired. I just need you to work on me, Lord. I know I'm not perfect, and I know I fall short, but whatever you're doing in this season, please, Lord, don't do it without me. Purify my mind and purify my heart. Cast out any spirits that are not feeling good enough. Cast out any spirits that I'm feeling ashamed or upset, and direct me to you, Lord. Anchor me in your spirit and your love. As I move towards you, I surrender all to you, and I'm ready for a change. And as I forgive all those who have wronged me, maybe have misjudged me and don't think I can get the job done, I must forgive myself, Lord, and I must forgive myself once again. Because everything that I've been holding on to, all my stuff, all my years, my weeks, and my days of not being good enough, loved enough, smart enough, and not social enough, I let it go. And I give it all to you, for the battle is yours, and it's not mine. Amen.
Amen. Father, I come to you with an open heart. I come to you with an open mind. I come to you with an open ears, God. Father God, I ask that you send right now your love and your peace of mind, God. Father God, I lift up my husband's family to you, God, that you touch them and you heal them, God. I lift up Mother Rosemary, God, that you protect her and cover her, God. I lift up my grandmother's. I lift up my husband. I lift up my children, God. I lift up everyone that is connected to me in any kind of way, God, that you cover them and that you favor them, God, in this season, God. I ask you, God, that you grant us, God, with your special love, God. I thank you, God, for your peace of mind. I thank you, God, for the double increase. I thank you, God, for the inspirational thoughts and ideas that you have given to me, God, each and every waking moment, God. I thank you, God, for just keeping me safe, God. I thank you, God, for letting me be who I am, God. I thank you, God, for giving me each and every way that I can go. I thank you, God, for the journey and the path that you have placed me on, God. I thank you, God, for every breakdown, because I know that there's a breakthrough. I thank you, God, for everything you have done and continue to do in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise should continue to be in my mouth. The eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto our cry. And Father God, I thank you right now for this midnight cry. And I thank you, Father God, for your people tonight. I thank you, Father God, for everyone under the sound of my voice. And I thank you, God, that you are our shepherd, and we should not want. God, I pray for every family, every anyone that is on the sound of my voice, I plead the blood of Jesus over them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I decree miracles and breakthrough in the lives of your people, God. I thank you, Father God, for your agape love and your, hallelujah, your divine peace and joy and health and happiness, health and success in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for now prosperity, God. I thank you for, Father God, for divine favor, God. I thank you, Father God, for divine protection. God, you're protecting us as we go to and for, God. You're protecting us all week long, God. God, give us a high time this resurrection Sunday, God. Give us a high time, Lord. Let there be a Holy Ghost invasion, God. Let there be a Holy Ghost invasion. Hallelujah. Explosion in the ministries, God, all over the world, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare healing and breakthrough, God. Let your resurrection power, hallelujah, flow through our lives, God, like never before, God. In every area of our life, God, let it flow, God. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you are our author and the finisher of our faith, God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're increasing our faith, God. You are helping our unbelief, God. I plead your blood, Lord. I thank you for salvation, God, for every unsaved relative right now. In the name of Jesus, God, I decree miracles and breakthrough, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And I, God, I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, and hallelujah, his beloved wife, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, her stand, their stand for the prophetic and for God's people. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for hallelujah, prophetess Mary George, God. And I thank you, God, you covering her with your blood, Lord, with your love, Lord, protecting Sheila, God. Lift her, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for prophetess Pastor, hallelujah, mother, hallelujah, Mary Bearing, God, continuously strengthen her and lift her, God. I thank you, Father God, for prophetess Aisha Cooper, God, continuously bless her, God. We decree a miracle and restoration to her body, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our family right now, and I thank you for prophet Stephen Boston and his lovely wife, prophetess Veronica Boston, and God, we decree and declare miracles and breakthrough for them, God, and continuously strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for every word, every prayer, every utterance that has been said. But, Father, truly, this is the day that you have made, and, Father, we shall rejoice therein, Father. And, Father, we pray for everyone that is shut in, Father. Father, we pray that you will lift them up, Father. We pray for everyone that is oppressed, depressed, and that have lost their way, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will move in their lives as never before, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our life, Father. Father, I pray for every household and every individual that's represented on this call on tonight. And, Father, I pray, Lord, that thy will be done. Let thy will be done. Not their will, Lord, but let your divine and holy will be done in their life, Father. And, Father, as we move forward in this day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the victory. We thank you, Lord, for what you have already done, the work that you have already started. We thank you that you're going to perfect everything that concerns us. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the glory and the praise. Allow this day to be like no other day. But, Father, we thank you, Lord. And, Father, we lay hold to every promise that you have promised unto us, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we lay hold to the promise concerning our children, concerning our churches, concerning our family, concerning our nation, concerning our community. Father, we lay hold to those promises. And we said, Lord, let thy will be done, Father. And we give your name the praise and the thanks. And forevermore, Father, we will glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you again, family. It's been another blessed morning that we have had the opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto himself. So we just give God praise and thanks to every one of you. Family, I just love you and I appreciate you because God is moving. And again, like I said on last night, the walls
are coming down. The walls are tumbling down. The walls are falling down. They have no other choice but to come down, no matter whatever it might be. God is at work, and God is doing this work. Amen, amen, amen. So thank you again, Prophet Naomi. I'm decreasing so that you may increase and give forth the announcement. Thank you, family. And don't forget to invite someone else on the line so that they too can be blessed, moved, and transformed by the word of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says the prayers of a righteous avail as much. This prayer, these prayers that we pray, they are availing, and they're going to touch, move, and transform the lives of the people that we're lifting up in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, people of God, we want to thank you so much. Be back on here. In the next, we will be back here at 11:55 p.m. We will be back here welcoming the new day on the East Coast. We'll tell someone to get out here and to join on this call. All right, people, so I want to let you know, check your emails, check your email, special messages from our Archbishop, the Master Prophet. Check your emails. God is doing a lot of exciting things in our lives. Also want to invite those to Resurrection Sunday, Happy Eve of Resurrection. I want to invite you all to Resurrection Sunday at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, and that is in New York City, and we're going to be taking place on this Sunday, and I'll give you more information on the next prayer call, which will be later on tonight. That's right. All right, is there any updates from the Company of Prophets? Please give any updates that if you have any.
Prophet Naomi?
Yes.
Just a quick question. Are we having a conference call in the morning?
I was just about to call out for Pastor Janice to see if we were having a conference call in the morning. Pastor Janice, are you online? Are you there in the background? Amen. All right. So I'm not sure if we're going to have the conference call in the morning at 9 a.m., but what I would say is this, is that we do have to check our email as well as just look out for the call blast as well. We can look out for the call blast as well for that. All right, if there's no other announcements, I'm going to just stop the recording, and I'm going to say good night.